I'm going to guide you now on a journey through the labyrinth and storehouse of wisdom that is your body. Our bodies are an incredible tool that can allow us to drop down below thought and access wisdom. This simple scan is about teaching you to trust that there is great wisdom in your body when you invite it to come forth and when you give it time and attention. Let's start with your breath. I invite you to take 3 deep, full breaths, counting 1 for each inhale and exhale. Trust the pace of your breath, even if it doesn't match mine. The practice of self-trust is available in every moment. You will hear my breath. Listen to it, but trust your own sounds and rhythm. As we travel through your body, your only task is to be curious. There is no right or wrong way to do this exercise, only curiosity about what you might learn. I encourage you to gently notice any sensations that are held in each body part. Notice tightness or openness. Notice temperature, warm, hot, cold. Notice any memories, colors, or images that come to mind. Trust what you see. The body is like a living dream in that it communicates through the languages of metaphor and poetry. What you receive doesn't have to make sense. Just stay open, listen, learn, receive. Now use your breath like a scope that scans your body. Travel from head to toes and back again and notice which part of your body is signaling for your attention. This signal for attention may come in the form of tightness, pain, tension, tingling. When you notice what part is needing your attention, bring all of your focus there. Our bodies are always communicating with us. They are like children in the sense that they will find a way to get our attention. And if we don't give them the love they need, they will act out through negative attention. So if we don't treat our bodies with love and take care of them by giving them healthy food, sleep, exercise, and hormonal balance, they will let us know that something is off through physical symptoms. Now is the time to listen. You have arrived at the body part that needs your attention. Imagine that it's like a young child, innocent and pure, letting you know that there is information here for you. Approach it with love and tenderness, and notice first, before asking any questions, what lives here. Notice temperature, sensation, color, memory, image, trust what arises. See yourself sitting next to this body part with genuine curiosity. If it feels comfortable for you, put a hand on this part of your body. Imagine that the most loving, warm hand in the world is gently laying itself on top of your hand. In this way, you will bring loving attention to your body. Gentle, slow, trusting, respectful. When you're ready, ask your body to show you anything you need to know. Trust yourself in this moment and throughout this scan. If you want to wiggle your toes, wiggle them. If you feel an urge to stand up and move, trust it and act on it. There is no right way to approach this exercise. It's simply an opportunity to turn your attention toward the often neglected gift of your body. As you sit with your hand and the imagined loving hand on your body, allow yourself to open to its offering. Trust in the rhythm and wisdom of your body. Trust in this moment, whatever it brings. If anything arises that you find interesting or meaningful, write it down. If nothing arises, that's fine too. If you've spent decades ignoring, violating, or judging your body, it's not realistic to expect that it would suddenly start trusting you. One aspect of repairing self-trust is repairing your body's trust in you. The more you show up with love and curiosity, the more this trust will heal. It may take 10 or 20 times of sitting with your body without expectation before it opens to you and shares its wisdom. The important piece is that you carve out time to reconnect with this integral part of who you are and set the intention of listening to its wisdom.